T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Yes. Of course, I watch it. I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing, but I watched bits and pieces. And when Mia X came on, because I said this when we first found out, I said, yeah. I hope Mia there, because she going to steal the show.
Yeah.
But then when this came on and then Snoop came, I was like, oh, hell.
I didn't even know they did it. When did they do it?
Saturday?
Was it Saturday?
Saturday. I was a day ahead of everything.
I had too much going on.
That was the best thing to happen for the state of Louisiana all weekend. Outside of the fact that it was not in Louisiana.
Well, I mean, you got.
Where was it?
It's in Vegas. Vegas. But, you got your full LSU gear on today. Is that because?
Clean slate, baby.
Oh, okay.
Clean slate.
You were supportive of the decision that
100%,
they made.
100%. Especially after
you were
Saturday.
Done. You were done with Brian Kelly.
Dude, A&M came into our student section and started chanting Fire Brian Kelly.
Damn.
Chanting stuff at us. Then the whole rest of our audience was chanting Fire Brian Kelly.
You can't be giving up 50 at home at night.
Yeah.
At Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, that's that's crazy.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, the verses was – it was dope. They shouldn't have let Birdman drunk ass get on there, though.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I saw the hit. Because I love Still Fly. You know, that's one of my favorite songs ever.
Great song.
Love this song. But when him and Mandy was doing it live, it just didn't have that same appeal. Wayne wasn't there. I saw him cuss out Turk. And Master P, I love P. I love P. But, yeah, when you get old, you can see why he don't perform anymore. That knee started aching on him when he was trying to do the run. But, yeah.
He's doing a lot of jumping around. Look, Mia stole the show, though.
Yeah, but Mia.
Snoop was just a nail in the coffin.
Yeah, when Mia came on that thing.
None of those guys are in shape to perform.
Yeah, man.
You get winded quick.
I think I was almost in tears when I guess the one music festival was here or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that damn Ray J, man, I was dying. Like, Ray, okay. Now, no, I got the dad bod and all that other stuff, whatever. But I don't take my shirt off unless I'm at the beach. Now, when I'm on the beach, I'm walking around that thing. You know, she like thigh highs when it's being her. So I'm thigh highs, no shirt. The way Ray J had that shirt off and was doing that, like, he was feeling that one wish. One wish. I was like, damn, Ray, put your stuff on, man. When it's starting to fold over the cuts.
Ooh.
Yeah, man, just let it go, man.
I didn't realize
that. L.I.G., man, let it go.
He's been missing a couple cardio days.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, let it go, man. Because I'm telling you, if I'm going to be performing a song like that, and I'm coming out of the shirt, I'm going to hit the gym, some Levitre, something.
Ozempic?
Ozempic or something, whatever. Levitre, Ozempic, all that stuff. I'm gonna get some fat burners and some cut stuff. So, all right, so I might have a headache for about 4 or 5 days. Going at Beyonce, Kanye, Pepper, and lemon juice. But I'm gonna have that fit right. For our performance.
You say Kanye Pepper?
Yeah, Kanye Pepper.
That's great. That's great. All right, hour number two. You know what the story is. We will do a back-to-back NFL no huddle here, and we'll get to some of the other games that took place over the weekend because there was some pretty good football played yesterday. There was also some absolutely horrible football played yesterday as well right here in the city of Atlanta by our very own Atlanta Falcons. So let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here's another one from Raheem yesterday. He's right in saying this, but they were dealing with a lot of injuries yesterday as well.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay. You know, that's not a very part of it. You got to go out there, next man up mentality, and try to go out there and get a win.
I always say this, and we mention this a lot of times, and sometimes next man ain't as good as the other man.
Yeah.
And, yes, you're not playing with your starting quarterback. You're not playing with your best receiver. I get all that. But, you know, you did have – you had your top tailback.
The best player in the world.
Yes, you had your offensive line that was there that were you know. So you had those different things. Now, you didn't have a lot of time, mainly because Miami controlled the clock and all those different things. But you know why you didn't have time? Because you didn't do any damn thing on offense.
Right.
You didn't do anything on offense to possess the football.
Yeah, it felt like it was third and eight.
Yes.
Every single possession. And then you'd throw it short of the sticks to Kyle or you'd, you know, whatever you'd.
Did we ever figure out who's on the Miami Dolphins defense? I'm a Dolphin, all right? I'm through and through. I know they got Bradley Chubb. Well, and they got Minka.
I forgot they had Jordan Brooks, who tackles everybody every game. Like, that guy just is everywhere.
He's a tackling machine.
They signed him from Seattle a couple years ago. And, yeah, they got Bradley Chubb. They got Minka Fitzpatrick. Rasul Douglas had a pretty good game. Look, they all had a great game yesterday. They all had a great game yesterday. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not a good football team.
It's not
a good football team. And the frustrating part of it is, I mean, beside the fact that you just went out there and laid an egg and said you were flat and all this crap, which is unacceptable.
I want to hear that, man.
They're one of the worst run defenses in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, bottom three run defenses in the NFL. That's your supposed identity.
Yes.
And you couldn't do anything on the ground. You had 45 rushing yards.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you averaged 2.6 yards per carry.
You don't have to be – obviously, you got to be prepared every Sunday. But you don't got to be prepared to do what you're supposed to do best. Turn around and put it in the belly of seven.
Yeah, hand it to Bijan Robinson and then do it again. And then do it again. And then give Tyler Allgeier a carry. And then give it back to Bijan and move the ball down the field. They didn't do that.
Yeah. There was no rhythm. There was no. I mean, the rhythm is a big part of it. You make your own rhythm on offense. Rhythm. Definitely. I'll get rid of that. But you didn't have anything. Nothing out of this game was positive. Kyle's big catch, positive. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Offensively?
Yeah. No. No.
No.
No.
No.
It wasn't. There was nothing positive about that. And that starts with the play caller. I sit from my couch and watch ball. And I'm like, where is there? And I hate the whole dynamic part of where with offense. People always talk about it needs to be more dynamic and all those different things. The players make offense dynamic more than just the scheme itself. But as the play caller, you still have got to do a better job of adjusting to what they're doing and then just finding simple plays. Sometimes simplicity is the key sometimes, especially when you're struggling, when you don't have a rhythm. The easiest way to find a rhythm is to get a positive play, Andy, and you build off that positive play. And you build off that positive play. Positive, negative, negative, negative. That you'll never get in a rhythm like that because you're always going forward, backwards, and every time you do get a situation where you are in the positive and then the next play you take a negative, then you're just basically bounding from behind again. So, yeah, the best part about the rhythm part is that you make your own rhythm by getting off to a fast start, to get off to a faster start. And they just, last 2 weeks, they just haven't done that.
No, they haven't. They had two first downs in the first half.
Yes.
Like, you just...
You don't win that way.
You're not going to win football games like that. And like you said, there's just no cohesion or rhythm whatsoever on offense, which is, again, backup quarterback playing yesterday, no Drake London playing yesterday. Like, I guess some of that you could have expected, but it looked like that the week before that, too, with your starting quarterback and Drake London playing. Like, you had nothing going against San Francisco, and they just copied the game plan.
That's it.
They just came in and ran the same stuff at you defensively that San Francisco did and did the exact same thing offensively that San Francisco did.
Because what they're going to do now, how the teams play the Falcons, and they're going to man up the receivers because they don't believe the receivers can beat man-to-man, and they're going to stack the box. That's what they're going to do. Yep. And what they're going to do is they're going to run different direction runs, but any kind of way, any kind of action with the back, but more importantly, it's going to go straight. You're not going to beat the Falcons going east and west because they're too damn fast. Mm-hmm. You're going to go straight at them.
You're going to run right at the young guys in the middle.
Yep, misdirection, all those different things, getting the linebackers to shift over the way. That's how you're going to run on the Falcons.
All that said, you need to get your guys back.
Yes.
Because it was already not great. It was unacceptable yesterday.
Yeah.
Penix has to play against the Patriots.
Yes, he got
to
go.
Drake's got to get back out there
against
the Patriots. I mean, they throw him the ball 75% of the targets to receivers. You had 8 targets to Kadarius Hodge yesterday. You can't
win that way. I'm sorry.
You just can't win like that. Darnell Mooney, after a pretty decent game against San Francisco, not great, decent, 1 catch for 11 yesterday. Now, again, he would have had to have been on a ladder to catch some of those balls that Kirk was throwing to him.
Yes.
And you brought up earlier, he was open on a couple routes, too. Like, he was out there. The offensive operation is
not good.
Is totally disjointed right now.
It's not good.
Nope.
It's not good at all.
It's not good. The Jets won a game also. It was a good day for bad teams yesterday.
Yeah, man. You know what? I think, you know.
It was actually pretty cool how they won that
it
game.
It was cool. And you know how I feel about that damn Mason Taylor. Love him. But the fact that, and I give Justin Fields a lot of credit. When your owner comes out and talks about you the way he does.
Yep.
And you could tell, one thing I've always heard about Justin, his teammates freaking love him. And they rallied around this dude. And according to the reports, he wasn't even supposed to start.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Tyrod was going to start this game.
Yeah, I mean, the owner said we can't win with this guy at
quarterback. And for him to go in there and that team to go in there and get there. Now, Cincinnati should be ashamed of himself. But at the same time, Breece Hall was running the hell out of the football. And for them, I mean, the two-point conversion, give AG credit. AG's like, no, he's in.
I can't believe Breece Hall threw that pass.
Yes. No, he had to throw it.
Really?
You got to throw it. Yo, you got to throw that ball.
Really?
It was first down, though.
Okay.
That was the thing about it. It's like,
I thought they'd throw it away.
Yeah. Maybe he was trying to throw it. I mean, Mason's 6'5".
That was incredible.
Yeah, Mason's 6'5".
Mason dunked on the guy. Yeah, like, all right, I guess this is how we're going to win the game. Yeah,
man. But they won one. I saw the speech this morning, AG's speech. Love this group, man. I love that phrase from all the coaches. Love this group, man. The grit. Like, I'm still, because I love me some AG. So glad, so happy for him. You know, but they're still an awful football team.
Oh, awful.
As good as that defense was supposed to be, like.
Yeah, the Bengals should be completely ashamed of themselves. They gave up 39 points, 23 of them in the fourth quarter to the Jets.
Yes.
The Patriots, who the Falcons will play on Sunday, won again yesterday. They're 6-3. They're rolling. But the story of that game was Myles Garrett gets five sacks.
Five sacks,
that's
dude.
That's the franchise record. And then spikes his helmet on the sideline and is just furious. They're really bad, but
he knew what he signed up for.
He knew that, right?
He knew that.
He knew what he signed up for, and he knew what he signed
for. But look at it this way. If the Browns would have moved off of him, they would have got a haul.
Yeah.
And would be expected to look the way they look. Myles Garrett was going to get $40 million from wherever he went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he signed up for this. Knowing full damn well that. Because, I mean, you remember when they were talking about, well, he sat down with the organization. They talked about the quarterback position and everything. What did they tell him was going to happen?
Yeah.
We're going to draft a couple guys?
We're going to draft a couple guys late. We're going to botch that situation. We're going to let Joe Flacco be the quarterback for a while. Deshaun's hanging around.
Let him play.
Like, he'll be around. Maybe he'll play eventually also. You asked a great question to me off the air earlier. Can a team be, like, legitimately good in the NFL in this era? If the face of their franchise is a defensive player.
Well, only team I come up with it was Aaron Donald.
Okay.
But look what they had around him.
Yeah.
Look what they had around
him. He was the face of that
team. Yeah, but look what they had around
him. That's true.
Yeah, so I just don't get it, man. But I'm just telling you right now, that damn Patriots, man. And it was one of them things where you knew Vrabel was going to get things right. We didn't know about the young quarter. Saw flashes. He's playing really, really good. They're playing really good around him. And that defense, it has a Vrabel stamp on it.
Yep. They got the exact right kind of guys in free agency.
Yep.
Yeah, we knew Vrabes would get it turned around. I didn't know they were going to be 6-2 first season.
Yep. Best deep.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's in that damn division.
Yeah, they're good. Falcons head up there on Sunday. Hopefully, they can get healthy for that one.
You better get healthy.
Better get healthy, and among other things, mentally, physically, spiritually. Whatever you want to call it. We'll come back, get to an NFL No Huddle Part 2 after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.